Down to Business with Bobby Kerr on News Talk.
Sponsored by Bank of Ireland.
Now, the Irish Times says that my next guest fires out a joke during gigs at a rate about one every 30 seconds. He sold out shows worldwide. His gigs in Dublin are at the end of May are sold out, and he'll be strutting his stuff in the hallowed stage of the Gaiety Theatre in Dublin in October. I'm looking forward to heckling him and myself when I attend the Ambassador at the end of the month. He's been a massive hit on Instagram as he parodies a certain rugby-loving cohort of South Dublin. Good morning, Rory O'Hanlon.
Good morning. Thanks very much. That's a brilliant intro. Very. You did a lot of work there. I feel like I'm better than I am. So yeah.
Now tell me about. Firstly, let's talk about you, Rory. Mm. How did you get into this world of stand-up comedy?
I've been doing stand-up a good few. I've been doing stand-up since like 2006. I don't know really. I think if you're not really good at jobs, you eventually go through them all and you'll end up doing stand-up comedy. Like, so yeah, I wasn't very academic in school, but I could make people laugh, and that kind of got the wheels in motion, you know.
Yeah, stand-up as well is like it's a serious business.
Oh,
it's a tough gig.
Oh, it is. Can be. Yeah, when it's going great, it's not. When it's, I always describe a bad stand-up gig. It's like if you ask someone out on a date and they don't hear you, and then you keep asking them, and they're just going, "Would you just leave me alone? Would you?" It's humiliating. That's why they call it. If a bad gig, you go, "I died on stage," and I think it's very, very true. Like.
You've used Instagram as I suppose as a conduit to driving audience. You're famed for that.
Yeah.
Just wanted to jump on D4 character.
Yeah.
Let's talk about his evolution. Yeah, how did he come about?
Well, he's always been in Dublin, so yeah, he's just got to have been, he's put to the forefront. I'm slightly disappointed I'm not in the executive chair, actually, so yeah, that's what I thought I was being brought in to do.
Sorry, wrong slot.
Wrong slot, you know, so, but we'll get back, we'll come back at some point. I think, you know, it just sort of came from, you know, initially I put out a couple of videos about what school did you go to, because I always feel that always comes up for people from Dublin. Because you chat to someone and in the back of your mind, you go, "I wonder what school this guy went to." And you go, so you'd be chatting away and you go, this guy seems great. And you go, "By the way, what school did you go to?" And if he goes like Michael's, Blackrock, Turner, Clongowes, Mary's, you go, this guy's a decent guy.
The big five, as you call them, it's almost like we were talking about EY or KPMG.
They're the big four.
Yeah.
Yeah. But a lot of the big five progress to the big four.
And let's go through them because it's Blackrock College, St. Michael's College, Mary's, Clongowes Wood College, which is full of boggers and agri lads.
Yeah.
And Belvedere, like that's inner city stuff.
Belvedere's not in it. Belvedere was evacuated from, I don't know who put that in there. The schools are that I would presume to be the top five: Mary's, Michael's, Turner, Blackrock, and Clongowes. They are the top 2% CEOs. These are the people you need to get in the room.
What about my old alma mater, Castleknock? Why is it? Because it's on the north side.
The problem with Castleknock is a lot of the people that go there don't think it's on the north side. They don't even know where it is. I've had DMs from Castleknock guys going, "We're from Dublin 4," and I've told them, "Guys, you're from Castleknock. It's, you're right." But they're great people, but they're very aggressive with their DMs.
The whole world of loafers, SUVs, bringing clients, helicopters.
You seem so naturally.
Yeah, there.
I would describe it as it's like the foot to the loafer. It's just a comfortable fit, and it's part of who you are. It's part of who we are. People from the South County Dublin area. The Bulls Bridge, really.
Today is a huge day for Leinster Rugby. It's a big game. I presume you're bringing clients to the match.
We were out last night. We were in the Shelburne. We had French clients over. We had Robert. We had Lauren. And we had Jean-Pierre. Their net worth together is like, I think it's like 1.2 billion.
So I went through the Leinster team where Case, one of our researchers, kindly gave me a list.
Mm.
And of the 15 today, we have 9 of the 15 are from the big five. What's going on?
You're singing to the converted. You're preaching to the converted here. It's a conveyor belt of talent.
40% of the starting 15 were in Blackrock College.
Yeah, Blackrock is pretty much the hub of rugby.
Now, hold on, there's a couple of anomalies in here. What's this with the Marist College? Surely that's a gay place. Where Robbie Henshaw went.
He's a funny guy, Robbie Henshaw. Do you know? He's a great rugby player, but his background, it wouldn't be ideal.
Yeah, I think that I'm getting a whiff of GAA there.
There's a smell of gow off him, isn't there? I think he has been seen in Croke Park, not at a Leinster game, so it's a bit dubious.
Wesley College doesn't make the big five for Joshua. Too many Protestants there?
I'm not going to go down that route. I didn't even know Wesley played rugby, so I'm delighted for Josh. He's a very handsome guy, and his hair is incredible.
All right, so tell me about your day today now, because it's going to be full on. You've already done the Shelburne with clients. Who's going to be going with Hendo, Stoner, all these guys going to the game?
It'll be a full squad. It'll be Hendo, Doyler, Rocket, Podge, Nugget, Stoner, and Rambo as well as coming on board. We'll have lunch in the Shelburne, and then Rocket has a chopper license, and he'll bring us down to the Aviva. It's just, we have a VIP section, like a room in the Aviva, so we don't have to meet with the...
Which is, proletariat.
Yeah, they're great people, but we're on a different level.
So, okay, this is great. We had, just to give balance to the show, we had Longford Larry on about 3 weeks ago. Did you know him?
Could you say that again?
Longford Larry.
That sounds like something that could kill you. Longford Larry, is that something you get from swimming in the water up there, is it?
No, he was representing another part of...
Longford.
Of rural Ireland. He was funny as well, because he's, again...
He sounds hilarious, but where is Longford? Is it in Cork?
So, back to the serious business of selling out shows.
Yeah.
How important is your Instagram presence and your work on Instagram on driving sales to venues?
It's everything, yeah. Because, Instagram now, it's pretty much as big as TV, do you know what I mean? So, if you... It's just huge. If you put out a clip, I did a couple of things yesterday or the day before for Joe.ie, and they just fly, and then you could get over 1 million views on a couple of clips.
Yeah.
And then you can just, from them, people want to know what you're doing, where you're playing, and it sells the stand-up. So yeah, it's a great way to do it.
What about the sort of voiceover work and that? I see you advertising... houses in D4. That must have houses.
I have various properties in D4, but that would be very much my own. That's part of our company, D4 Development.
Right.
So it's a conglomerate of guys that all went to the Big Five. Basically, that's our own little baby. So yeah, it's more of a sideline. It's not. I might get maybe 2-3 mil a year off it, but it's not. It's not my major. It's not my full time gig.
So, do you know Ross Carlo Kelly?
Yeah. Well, I don't know Ross. I've heard of him, but he's a great kid. He's a great guy. He's not a kid anymore, but yeah, he's a stalwart of County Dublin.
And would you sit on the dart and listen like he used to do for a lot of his?
I think the world has changed. I would have had a driver, but I'm just a different type of kid. My mum would have had an SUV. So I think the world has very much changed to the SUV, the dart. It's nice to dart, but there's nothing like sitting up in an SUV and looking at properties.
Tell me this. Surely you get encounters with ga lads and rural Ireland lads who hate the sight of the sound.
They do, of course, but the bottom line is...
What sort of abuse do you have to suffer?
I don't even know what the ga lads are saying. They come at you with sort of like... Even like, I find ga lads very confrontational. Like you ask them their name, they go, "You're not the boss of me." They're never... The ga lads will not conform and they're very much in their own world, but I think it comes down to the jealousy.
Do you, yeah?
Of course. The gal lads are looking at us. They're looking at our loafers. They're looking at our chinos. They can only dream of such attire. They're different gravy, the gal lads.
Yeah, different gravy.
Yeah, the gal lads, very much different gravy.
So you don't like fellas who went to Skull Ishkagon and those sort of places?
They're great people, but they're not in our environment. We've very little in common with them. I met a guy recently from School Gulag, and the guy was very aggressive. I didn't really know what he was saying. He was trying to pretend he was from one of the Big Five. And I said to him, would you play rugby? And he started talking about Hurley and his mask was down. I knew exactly he was an undercover gal lad.
There you go. Gal lads undercover. Well, look, Rory, it's been great to chat to you. I've enjoyed the conversation. I am looking forward to heckling you in the Ambassador when I turn up there on the 30th of May.
No worries, man.
It's my wife's birthday and she's given me carte blanche to go out and go and see you instead of bringing her out.
Yeah, fair play to her. I don't know if she just wants to be out of the house, is it?
She wants to get rid of me, yeah. But I'm going to be there with a couple of young lads as well.
Oh, very good.
You'll be hearing from us.
Thanks very much.
Collectively, you'll be hearing from us.
Thanks a million.
All right, well, best of luck with that. And we'll talk to you again soon.
Down to Business with Bobby Kerr.
Sponsored by Bank of Ireland.
Saturday morning at 8. News Talk. Conversation that counts.